Domestic violence prevention advocates expressed outrage in the last couple of weeks after perceived cuts to domestic violence funding by the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute, the state agency responsible for distributing those dollars. The so-called cuts, which were funds held back from shelters last year, were restored after the governor's office ordered the CJI to expedite their disbursement. Coalition Against Domestic Violence Executive Director Laura Berry says in the future, CJI should ask for all of the information it needs from shelters early on in the funding process.
Because any delays that are placed upon our programs only deny services to victims.
Berry says she'd also like to see the agency run more efficiently, smoothing out a funding process that includes the Domestic Violence Prevention and Treatment Council, the Victim Services Subcommittee, and the CJI Board of Trustees.
That the council is able to come together, make those recommendations, they're able to be carried forward to the board, and we can get funding out to programs so they're not having to submit additional information yet one more time, which takes up their time and resources.
The Criminal Justice Institute was unavailable for comment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.